While I was in the process of violating the standard of God, Jesus was in the process of keeping the standard of God. While I was away and was a sinner, he was working to make me a saint. While I was going to hell, he was providing the highway to heaven.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with pastor and author James Ford Jr., senior pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today as we continue our look at Psalm 23. And what a great reminder, pastor, as we begin today's time together, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
That's right.
You Amen. Know, whether you are listening today as a believer and a follower of Jesus or not, God has accomplished through Christ Jesus everything that we need.
That's right. And you know, often, Steve, you will say, what about the person who's just turning the radio dial and they happen to tune in and they hear that? Let's speak to them and let them know. Well, what do we mean when we say, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us? While you were getting out of a bed with someone that you weren't married to, Christ died for you. While you were doing a line of coke, Christ died for you. See, while we were in the midst of sinning, while we were lying, while we were, you know, people say things like, well, when I get my act together, you can't get your act together.
Right.
That's why you need Jesus.
Yeah.
You see, and the beauty of salvation is that he doesn't expect you to become better to accept him. You see, he's a doctor who came for sick people.
Yep.
You don't wait until you get well to go to the hospital. You go to the hospital because you're sick. And so, look, let me speak to someone who says right now, I'm not good enough. You never will be. And neither was I. And neither was Steve.
Amen.
And neither was Amy, even though she's probably a little better than both Steve and I.
Right.
No, there's none righteous. No, not one. And no preacher can get up and say, y'all have sinned. He has to say, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So you don't have to try to pull yourself up by your bootstraps because you don't have any boots and you don't have any straps. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He started it and he'll finish it. And if you just happen to turn to Moody Network, make that something that you do every day now.
Absolutely. And I hope you'll keep listening right now as we get into Psalm 23 together, a message called A Way Out of No Way. Here is Pastor Ford.
Notice what it says. It's Jesus. He maketh, he leadeth, he restoreth, he prepareth. It's all about him. In him, we live and move and have our being. And apart from him, we can. Have you found that out yet? Yeah, there was a contest that went on in the church, and they were doing Psalm 23. And this rhetorician, that's a person that has a doctorate in words. He's a doctor of rhetoric. He got up and quoted it, and the people gave a standing ovation. But an old teenager, and that's what I call a senior saint, got up. His voice cracked. He didn't even quote it correctly. But after he got done, everybody cried. So one boy went to his pastor. He said, I don't understand it. The doctor quoted the 23rd Psalm. We gave him a standing ovation. But when that elderly saint quoted the 23rd Psalm, all we could do is cry. What was the difference, Pastor? And he said, this is the difference, son. The doctor knew the psalm. The old man knew the shepherd. That's the difference. Yeah, that's the difference. See, last week we studied the bold declaration, the Lord, the balanced decision is, the blind dependency, my, the beautiful designation, shepherd, and the blessings donated, I shall not want. Now, just the first part of it today, my introduction is longer than my text, because the second verse says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I didn't even get to the second part this morning, and I probably won't get to it this afternoon either. He maketh me to lie down. And so our series title is a new look at an old psalm, but this message today is entitled A Way Out of No Way. He'll make a way out of no way. Anybody heard their grandma say that? He'll make a way out of nowhere. That's what this verse is all about. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And so then, here's what we have. It's a powerful, powerful word picture. That's why I call it a new look at an old psalm, because people read it and study it and don't know the background of it. Because when you look at the background, that's when it becomes powerful. You know, when we learned last week that one of the five characteristics of sheep is that sheep are dumb. And we need his grace. You're looking at me like you ain't never done something stupid. You're looking at me like you never said, I wish I hadn't have done that. I wish I hadn't have said that. I wish I hadn't have gone there. Many of us are saying, I wish I hadn't have bought those things. Yeah, and so he provides for us. It's a powerful picture. Now, most people teach it like they're grazing in the grass. And even though grazing in the grass is a gas, can you dig it? That's not what this word picture is all about. It's not about sheep grazing. See, that the worst thing y'all could have did is let me go to Israel. Because when you go to Israel, here's what you'll find. Dry, barren, rocky. Hey, there are rocks everywhere. So it came alive for me when every time somebody did something, they say, stone them, and they were able to pick up rocks. Because rocks was everywhere. No wonder it became the means of capital punishment. You didn't have to go nowhere. Just scoop down and get the size you want. If you liked them, get a pebble. If you didn't, get a boulder. Yeah, and so that's what happened. And so it's like that. Now, whenever you read, the sheep are lying down in green pasture, here's what you got to know. It means the shepherd has come and he's pulled out the brush and he's got it written of all the stones and he's cultivated it and irrigated it and planted the grass and made a pasture land for his sheep, so that land that used to look like barren, dry, rocky, they're able to lie down in green pastures because the shepherd has prepared everything designed to give them rest. Whew. I work hard with y'all, but I'm gonna work anyway because here's what happened. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus was cultivating a green pasture land for our souls. And so what he was doing was tearing away the thorny underbrush of condemnation. He was pulling up the deep-rooted stumps of sin. He was burning the underbrush of guilt and shame. And then he planted in their place the planted seeds of mercy, and he dug the ponds of grace, and he provided a place for us where we could come, and now we can have rest. It's a picture of the peace of God. Justification, the peace with God. Sanctification, the peace. Okay. Let me see if I can get you to come with me. Here's what happened. I have a brother who's looking out for me now. He calls himself Armor Bearer. I just call him friend of the pastor. You know, it's the semantics, I know, but he really been helping me out. So he said, you got anything you got to do? I said, yeah, Friday, I got a lot of running to do. I got a lot of stuff to lift, and I got this bad hand and everything. You want to come with me? He said, yeah. And then we went to Home Depot, and I ordered some food for all of us from Olive Garden, and I had to stop at Walmart. But at Home Depot, let me tell you what happened, Elder. At Home Depot, we go in, we get lattice from our porch and some more paint and some other things that we needed to get. And I come back out, and the lattice is too big. I said, go in there and see if they'll loan us a saw, because they wouldn't cut it with their bandsaw because it had metal staples in it. So he goes in. While he goes in, the guy's helping me, and I lock my keys in my SUV. He comes out. He said, what's wrong? I said, oh, man, I locked my keys in the SUV. So I call Pastor Hickman. I said, Pastor Hickman, you home? Because he lives in River Oaks. No, I'm not. I'm at CBC3. I said, oh, man, I locked my keys in my car. He said, all right, well, look, I'll just run over your house and get the keys and bring them to you. And then Brother Wynn said, wait a minute, you got OnStar, Pastor? I said, yeah. He said, they'll open it for you. I said, I'm going to call you back, man. I'm going to call you back. And the reason why I didn't know that even though I had OnStar, that they could open the car door for me is because I didn't read the manual that was given. So then I call up and I say, this is OnStar. My name is Mike. I say, hey, Mike, I lock my keys in my car and I hear you could open them. Yes, we can, Mr. Ford. Not a problem at all. But first of all, identify yourself. I said, well, I'm James Ford Jr. He said, now give me your number. And I gave him my number. He said, it's you. Now that you've identified yourself, Mr. Ford, I'm going to open your door. But first of all, do not touch any of the doors. I said, oh, okay, I'm kind of curious because, you know, I am inquisitive. I'm nebby. Why not? He said, because if you touch the door when I send the signal, it negates the signal. He said, I'm about to send the signal, Mr. Ford. There it is. Your car door is open. I said to myself, I said, wait a minute. He didn't say, see if your car door is open. He knew my car door was open. I said, it is open. He said, yes, that's what I said. And I was able to get in the car because my keys were in that car. The keys to the car, the keys to the church, the keys to my house. Everything that I wanted, I was locked outside of it and did not have access until I got in contact with a man who's able to send a signal. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. See, you and I were locked out of the SUVs of life. And everything that was a blessing was in the SUV. Things that cover our home, things that cover our church, things that cover our being, all of them were in there, but we were locked outside, could not get in. But we knew somebody who could send a signal from heaven that would unlock the door, that would give us access to Ephesians 1:3, blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But first of all, we have to identify ourselves. We have to say, I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. And we have to make sure that we don't touch the doors, because Jesus said, I am the door. And it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. And so we can't do anything to try to help with our salvation. Can't come to church and help with salvation. Can't serve and help with salvation. Can't give. You got to keep your hands off. And when you realize that it's by grace, you have been saved through faith, and that a gift of God, not a result of works that any boast, the door of salvation opens up and we have access to everything that God has. Boy, y'all make a brother work hard. That's it. That's it. And one of my favorite parts of scripture, while you were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While I was fornicating, Christ died. While I was snorting, Christ died for our sins. While I was cheating, while I was stealing, while I was lying, while I was in the process of violating the standard of God, Jesus was in the process of keeping the standard of God. While I was away and was a sinner, he was working to make me a saint. While I was going to hell, he was providing the highway to heaven. While I was, he provided everything that I need.
What an encouraging reminder that in Christ, there is everything we need. Well, you're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called A Way Out of No Way. And we're going to get back to this teaching in just one moment. But speaking of ways, the way that this program happens is those who listen give and support the program so we can continue to pay for things like production costs and airtime and the things that happen behind the scenes to make this a reality. So if you're benefiting from Pastor Ford's teaching, I want to ask you to give a gift today. You can do that by coming to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. You'll see a link there that simply says, make a donation. You can click on that and give a one-time gift or a regular monthly gift. That's at treasuredtruthradio.org. Again, here's Pastor Ford.
Well, y'all work a brother hard. But here it is. See, it's a picture of rest. It's a picture of peace. Sheep need four things in order to rest. Number one, They need freedom from flies. See, here's what happens. Flies will land on their nose and put a larva. And the larva will get in their nose and hatch. And a sheep will go crazy. A sheep will kill itself as the larva is beginning to hatch. So you know what? The shepherd always carries a pouch. And he would mix the salving oil in it and rub it on the sheep. And it would kill the larva in the sheep's nose. You know that's a picture of what he does for us, because what's the flies in our noses? Our sin. And what does he do? He gives us a promise that the Spirit of God will pour in the oil of forgiveness if we'll just confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Sheep have to be free from fear. So when they're afraid, they're very skittish. And so if they're lying down in repose, anything that threatens them, he's already taking care of it. Be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. May is the word of permission. Can is the word of power. When it says may, that means he got to get permission from Jesus before he could mess with any of his sheep. And he doesn't get it. You know, here's what I said. I was preaching that passage one time. And while I was preaching it, you know, everything ain't on my notes. While I was preaching it, I got this thought. What do you do when the devil is like a roaring lion? You get a lion to fight the lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah to fight the lion who is trying to devour. Yeah, put your lion on him. That's it. And then third thing, they need freedom from fighting. Sheep are very docile. But once something get under their craw with another sheep, they go at it. I ain't even gonna comment on it. I ain't even gonna comment on that. He has to create peace among the sheep in order to completely have peace for the sheep. Sheep fighting sheep. Sheep fighting sheep. One sheep telling another sheep about what kind of sheep he is. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we all have gone. I got to get this straight. I'm sick of this mess. I am a pastor, not a fireman. This is a hospital for sick people. Now, how dare you, sick person, to tell somebody when they come in they sick? Come on. You sick too. They coming into the emergency room. You up in the ward. They coming in because they got to go to ICU. You in the OBGYN or whatever it is. You understand what I'm saying? Hospital got emergency, got ICU, got wings, this, that, and the other. Cardio, this, that, and the other. And everybody's going to something different.
Come on.
Then what right have you to tell somebody else what their issue is?
Come on.
And the reason you do it is because their issue ain't your issue.
Come on.
Because you keep quiet about your issues. But you want to jump on somebody else's issues. Keep your mouth shut on other people's business. And let me tell you something else. When you listen to that garbage that people push on other church people, you ain't no better than the people that's pushing it. Let me tell you something my mama taught me a long time ago. Here's what she taught me. I would say, so-and-so was talking about me. She said, how you know that? Because so-and-so came and told me. I said, my mama said, well, look, son, you need to realize something. If they bring a bone, they'll carry a bone. So here's what I say now. They come, they say, Pastor Ford, somebody said something about you, such and such and such. I want to tell you. No, I don't want to hear it. First of all, if they don't have the biblical integrity to come and confront me about my wrong, I don't even want to hear what they got to say. And here's the question. Here's the question I ask, L. Jones. Here's the question I ask. I have one question to ask you. Why did they feel so comfortable talking about me to you? I don't know. what is it? Here it is. And I summarize and I'm going, the last thing, they need freedom from being famished. They can't be hungry. He provides all of those things that they need to give them rest. Now, it's Matthew 11, 28 through 30. We've talked about it so many times. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. What is that? The rest of justification is peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. You shall find rest, two rests, and they're both in the Psalms. Psalm 22 is the rest of justification. Psalm 23 is the rest of sanctification. And Psalm 24 is the rest of security, where we understand that we have peace with God, we have the peace of God, and we'll have peace in the presence of God. And so what is he saying? He's saying, listen, man, this thing is tight. It's like the old Prego commercial. Remember they said the mushrooms you like, they're in there. And the sausage you like is in there. Well, listen, this psalmist wants us to know that Jesus has provided everything. What has he provided? I'm glad you asked as I close. He gave us his person to live with, his purpose to live for, his power to live through, his provision to live on, his priorities to live by. What else do you need? Nothing else. Because you and I understand and know that the joy that we're looking for, it's in Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The peace that we're looking for, it's in Jesus. He's broken down the middle wall of partition and give us access to God. This blessing that we're looking for, Ephesians 1, 3, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What are you looking for? Are you looking for wisdom? Are you looking for sanctification? Are you looking for redemption? Whatever you're looking for, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29 through 31 says, it's in Jesus. It's in Jesus. Why? Because the quality goes in before the name goes on. That there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its praise. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how, because he first loved me. Amen.
This is Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called A Way Out of No Way. And I hope that you've recognized that love of Jesus, that he does love you. In fact, we see the demonstration of that love in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And maybe that's a new concept to you. Maybe you've just been listening for a few days or a few weeks, and you're beginning to understand the gospel a little bit more, but you still have questions, or you're ready to begin a relationship with Jesus. I want to encourage you to call this number, talk with someone about what it means to begin a relationship with Jesus. The number is 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. And if you do that, would you let us know? You know, we're always so encouraged to hear how Pastor Ford's teaching is making a difference in your life. And there are a number of different ways that you can connect with us. You can always give us some feedback on Facebook. Recently had a listener named Donna who did that. She says, thanks for your messages. Sometimes I don't even want to get out of my car or go into a meeting because I don't want to miss any of the programs. May God continue to bless Treasured Truth in your ministry. Well, Donna, thank you. I appreciate hearing from you and knowing that this program is making a difference in your walk with Christ. You can give us your feedback on Facebook or by coming to our website, treasuredtruthradio.org, and clicking on the contact link. Again, our website address is treasuredtruthradio.org. Well, thank you for listening today. Thanks also to our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.